Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Why would people in Wisconsin want to have a beer with you?
They'd want to have a beer with me because I actually do like to drink beer.
Oh, hey, all right. Sit on down. You like beer too?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Vince is back Monday. Eric Bilstad along with Michelle Richards. You been to a Taylor Swift show?
No, I want to, or my kids rather want to. Not me, but...
Right. So the girls are fans. My kid, she's a fan as well. Taylor Swift, of course, has been doing her Eras tour now for several months, more than a year now. This Eras tour has been taking place. Canceling concerts in Vienna after authorities say they foiled a terror plot targeting this Eras tour. Joining us now on the WTMJ hotline is ABC crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett. Hello, Brad.
Hey there, Eric.
What do we know as of now about what they were able to thwart?
Okay, so according to the Austrian police, they've arrested a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and they've interviewed a 15-year-old, but I don't think he or she are in custody. They are also saying there may be other accomplices, so that's sort of the dangling part of this story. And it may be one of the motivators as to why these concerts got canceled. But again, according to the police, the 19-year-old apparently has given them a statement saying this was an ISIS-driven inspired attack, which I'm guessing will translate into he got radicalized online. He and maybe some of the other associates or players in this story. They found explosives in the 19-year-old's house to further support this plot. He apparently told the police that the plan was to set off explosives outside the venue. So wherever Taylor Swift is performing, you know, is it an outdoor stadium? Is it an arena? Whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. The point being, they were going to go where the crowds form, right? Two things. People trying to get into the concert. And then, I don't know this, but younger people tell me that, I mean, thousands of people will show up at these Taylor Swift events that have no tickets.
Right.
They just want to sort of experience the whole thing. And so you think about that, and it's a scary part of this story. They could have actually maybe pulled this off, or at least partially pulled it off, just because they're not going into a place where you're going to get screened. And the police apparently knew about this 19-year-old. They haven't defined that, but my guess is they figured out who he was and what he was about to do, and obviously they stopped him before the concerts occurred. But I think another example of finding troubled souls online and recruiting them to do bad things.
ISIS hasn't really been in the news much that I've seen, you know, in recent months or years, but clearly they still have a presence and are recruiting or attracting these young people.
Oh, there is no doubt. I mean, I think, Michelle, you don't hear about it because a lot of what ISIS does is not here. It's in other countries where they blow up stuff or kill somebody or whatever it might be. No, ISIS is... It's out there just like these terrorist groups. They never go away. Al-Qaeda is still out there in a different form than it was, you know, prior to 9/11. But the point being, they're looking for folks, I'm going to guess, like this 19-year-old, kids that are, you know, and I don't know this about this 19-year-old, but this is a guess, you know, isolated, angry, sort of revenge thing. Seeking because of stuff that's going on in his life. And they convince them that there's a better way. And they show them, this is an important part of it, they show them attention. And they spend maybe hours with them online to basically convince them that there's a better way, that the ISIS way of thinking to purify the earth of all of the rest of us that don't think like ISIS need to go away. Totally illogical, But if you brainwash somebody, you can sort of convince them that there's an upside to committing some violent act like we just described.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say that this is it's not unprecedented. I mean, we've had these terror attacks at concerts before. In fact, Taylor Swift has even said in the past, like, this is her biggest fear, is something like this, where her, you know, millions of fans that come over, you know, so many different concerts, that someone would get hurt. We had the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester that killed more than 20 people. There was a bomber there. Obviously, we had the situation in Las Vegas. So, with us knowing that, and knowing that, you know, Taylor Swift is going to continue to tour, others are going to continue to tour, is there anything outside of the ordinary that would be done or would be considered in order to help prevent a copycat?
Well, the short answer is no. However, you may have to change the configuration at events, and this is not going to easily be done. But, you know, when the Secret Service provides security for some major event, you know, like the Super Bowl, or when the president addresses Congress in early spring, those are a level one event, which means they pull out every stop and they create these concentric rings around the venue. So I'm saying this to you because, could the police actually have to put out an outer perimeter, even beyond standing next to the concert venue? But again, you're talking about screening tens of thousands of people. I just don't know that that's even realistic. So it's a big dilemma for law enforcement. You know, where do you draw the line, and what can you actually do to prevent things like this? And typically, you're able to stop them because of how this one got stopped, that you knew about them in advance. Now, of the millions and millions of people that are online every day, and this, the divisiveness in particular that's going on in this country, is that there's a lot of people ripe to being, you know, recruited to do bad things or being convinced to do bad things.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to be driven by a religious ideology. It could be driven by, you know, something else. And so that's the big concern. And it just, law enforcement is dealing with an astronomical number of threats. It's a huge problem.
ABC's Brad Garrett, always appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome. Take care, Eric.
8:19. All right. So then the question becomes, you know, when something like this happens, again, this was overseas. This happened in Austria, and the terror attack was thwarted. So no one's injured. No one's hurt. There are people in custody. But it will swing back around here at home. Obviously, there are going to be shows. Your kid wants to go see Taylor Swift. Does this change your behavior?
No. I mean, I don't think you can let it. You can't be afraid of every major event because this has happened everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the movie theater. It could be the grocery store. It could be any place, you know, a festival. It could be somebody in a car mowing people down like we experienced here.
Well, you know, and also one of the other points that people question sometimes, well, how can you be so radicalized? I'm going to use the term radicalized, but just to use that term, but we are all radicalized in some fashion by what we're reading online. I mean, whether it's for something dangerous or because we're a fan of a football team, we're all reading things, and our behaviors are changed by a lot of what we're getting online and what we're looking at in social media. It's not always negative things, but we all are affected by that in some fashion. It's really quite incredible how that works. It's 8:20. On Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince is back on Monday. So we had Tauscher pulling Muskie out of the water this morning when he was on the air with us. And we have Vince on a lake in the Northwoods. So now's the time to do that, right? It's August, and that's what you should be doing, enjoying the weather.
We'll see if he went fishing.
Yeah, I don't know if that doesn't sound like something so. Vince would like, but we'll ask him. So it was a big day Wednesday across the state, especially in Eau Claire.
The road to the White House goes through Eau Claire.
That City Council President Emily Berge, she was on Wisconsin's Morning News on Wednesday before all the hullabaloo. Vice President Harris was here. The running mate, Governor Tim Walz, was here. And the GOP vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, also in Eau Claire, all on Wednesday. So remember what you asked Bergie on Wednesday? You asked her specifically,
are they going to be landing at the same time? And is there potential for any awkward interaction?
Yes, we wondered about that. And her response was,
it's not a very big airport. It's a regional airport. So I'm sure there'll be some awkward waves in the hallway or how that's going to work.
Well, there was. It wasn't in the hallway. It wasn't at the baggage check. It was actually on the tarmac. J.D. Vance and his staff kind of walked toward Air Force 2 at one point, trying to say hello, perhaps.
Had a little bit of fun. I don't think the vice president waved at me as she drove away, but I'm glad to have done it.
Yeah, what Harris was trying to do there was highlight the fact that the traveling media that's been following the VP hasn't gotten one-on-ones with her yet. And that was his point. Hey, she's got to, you know, answer questions. And that's likely something the campaign is going to have to get in front of here. She is going to start taking more heat if she doesn't do that. So that was his intent. Now, there were questions, Michelle, about whether or not this was a coincidence that they both happened to be in Eau Claire at the same time. I don't think there's any coincidence about it. It was clearly strategic. Vance followed them to Michigan and did the same kind of thing and did some speaking and addressing and kind of hitting some of their issues. As for the speeches here at Eau Claire,
the path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
And that's the one thing the both sides agree on, because Vance said, yeah, Wisconsin, they need
it. There are six or seven states that are going to decide the entire election. We think it's important to get out there and talk to people to make the best case that we can.
So we have this one final, very important question that someone was able to get to the senator, Senator Vance. CBS 58, AJ Bhaiyappur, happened to be at his press avail in Eau Claire, and he asked this.
There's an old saying in politics that what can swing undecided voters in a place like Wisconsin is whether you seem like somebody they would like to have a beer with.
Yeah.
Why would people in Wisconsin want to have a beer with you?
I guess they'd want to have a beer with me because I actually do like to drink beer.
Oh, hey, all right. Sit on down. You like beer too? He went on to explain.
I probably like to drink beer a little bit too much, but that's okay. I'm sure the media won't give me too much crap over that.
So, yeah, there's always the beer question. So thank you, AJ, for throwing that one out. If you'd like some actual news on what may be happening today and moving forward, it sounds like the former president's going to hold a news conference today. And it sounds like we might have a debate plan quickly solidifying. Obviously, the vice president, she has said, hey, no, the time is now. Let's do this. We already have a date set. It was one that was set during the Biden run for the White House. The former president, Trump, has said he's not interested in that debate, so they're going to set up a new one. Sounds like we might have movement on that, and we could learn that today. New debate plan in place.
I'll tune in. I'll watch that.
I told you my thought on it. We saw online one idea was each side gets to pick a moderator.
So who picks the moderator now?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit more a play there, but each side would be able to pick their person. And then here's the other part that I really appreciated. This would be no crowds, but also you would just have like a hat with a bunch of questions in it. That would have been, okay, these are all the questions. We're going to throw them in this hat and then we'll just pick them out. And maybe we get to them all. Maybe we don't. And then you answer the question.
A little old fashioned, but okay.
But that way, there's no accusations. There's no shenanigans, right?
Skewing questions.
Okay. It's about policy perhaps for a change.
Huh? That would be new.
Think about that. Anyway, we'll see if there's any debate movement today, but it sounds like something is starting to solidify. It's 8:29.
Uline is here for the hard workers. For the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business.
Sometimes a teacher can make all the difference in the world for a struggling student.
I had no drive, no passion, nothing.
That's Chase McCoy, who recently graduated from a high school in Indiana. He tells WPTA he never expected to have the possibility of going to college or ever even graduating. But his experience in culinary arts teacher Renee Sigmund's class changed everything.
Usually I just come in get my things done and go. But with her, I got so integrated with the class and with the people in the class.
He says the class was like family.
Okay.
Like the student, they spent every day together, hours, and he didn't know how much cooking, you know, he liked to cook, but he didn't ever think it could be a career path for him until he joined Sigmund's class. So to show how much Sigmund's support meant to him, McCoy got a tattoo of a note that she wrote to him right over his heart. So the note reads, "Don't let anyone dull your sparkle." And it's in her handwriting. So cool.
Really?
"Always live your truth and continue to fight for what you believe." And he says, you know, he had struggled the whole time, and these words came exactly when he needed to hear them.
I'm so glad that's what the note said. I was afraid you're going to say, like, "Hey, make sure you make it to class tomorrow because we have a test and a quiz on this." And then that would
pay attention to your grammar.
So that's very nice. Okay. And it's very unique because oftentimes when you think of who can be an inspiring teacher, it's not always someone who's teaching, I don't know, math or social studies. One of my most inspirational teachers is a band teacher, Mr. Brain. The guy was amazing. He's like the one teacher I think of first, and he taught band. So it's not always like that remarkable person that you think is teaching you how to live your life because they're good at whatever specific mathematical skill or reading or anything like that. Sometimes it's just one of these side ones.
Yeah, I agree.
8:41.
Talk about how relentless our offense was today.
One,
it was relentless.
And two.
Wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but, you know, it was relentless.
Three.
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball, sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guarantee. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. With no Vince here, Michelle is going to play instead. So playing a little virtual baseball today, Michelle, for the first time, huh?
It is my first time.
Joining us on the WTMJ hotline is Jack from Milwaukee. Jack, are you as confident as we are about the Brewers this year?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what makes you so confident? Because I'm picking up on some fans starting to freak out a little bit.
Well, I love the way they're playing.
Yeah, me too. Hey, will you turn your radio down there if you can in the background? That might give us a little bit easier time here playing this game. While you're doing that, we will explain how the game is played. Jack wants to win a pair of tickets to the Brewers. To do that, he must beat Michelle Richards in virtual baseball. So here is the game. We have 20 highlights there, numbered 1 through 20. You will pick three. Michelle will pick three. Whoever scores the most runs in those highlights wins. Would you like to be the home team or the visiting team today?
I will be the home team.
All right, and that means you will go second. Michelle goes first. You guys will pick from the same 20 highlights. Michelle, 1 through 20, which is first?
8.
Number 8 is William Contreras.
Now 2-2 count on Contreras, and he hits one high in the air. Right field, Soler tracking it, deep at the track wall. He jumps up, it's off the top of the wall, and Soler collides with the wall. He's down. It rolls all the way back, halfway towards first base. Contreras turns second, on his way to third, and he slides in there with a swim move. Safely, Terang jogs home from third.
All right.
It is an RBI triple for
all
William
right, there you
Contreras.
Go, one run. Man, I got worried there that there wasn't going to be a score there. Okay, one run in. Okay, Michelle, what's your next number?
10.
All right, number 10 is Willie Adames.
1-0 pitch, swing and a fly ball to center. Backing up is Kelnick, still going back. Kelnick all the way to the wall. It is gone once again for Willie Adames. His second two-run home run of the first three innings.
All right, that makes it 3-0. You got one more swing. What's it going to be?
I really want to pick ones without it. I want Jack to win.
I understand. Okay, Vince. That's what Toronto always says. Well,
all right.
What's it going to be?
Well, I was going to go with all my kids' ages, but we'll try something different. Number one.
Jackson Churio is number one.
Here's the pitch. Churio, a tapper off the end of the bat to first. Fielded by Yepes. Runs to the bag. beats Churio there, and the Nationals hold on.
All right. So no runs there. So what you end up with? Three. So it's 3-0. All right, Jack, you're up.
Okay, I'll take 12.
Number 12 is Blake Perkins.
1-1 pitch. Lined into the glove of Olsen at first, and this ball game is over.
All right. Okay, not a good start. Got two more. All right, what's your number two? What's your next at bat?
Five.
Number five, Joey Ortiz.
As Ortiz, a rocket inside the third base bag and down the left field line all the way into the corner. Adamas racing around third. He's headed for home, and there will be no throw to the plate. Joey Ortiz gets the job done again, and RBI doubles.
All right, you're on the board. You got one swing left. It's 3-1.
Nine.
Number nine, it is Reese Hoskins.
Adamas aboard at first. This one hit in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Reese Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded.
There. It sounded like a big one. A grand slam. That means, Jack, you walk away a winner. Congratulations.
All right.
All right, a pair of tickets for you. Stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, and Greg's going to take care of you. You're going to the Brewers. Thanks for playing, pal.
Thank you very much.
That has been Virtual Baseball. Thanks to Siding Unlimited. Nice job. You did well there. Nice job of losing, Michelle.
No better way to lose. And if they,
I don't win, it's a shame. Yeah, I became Phil Niekro's first, really, guy that caught him pretty much every day. I remember one game where Joe Niekro, who was pitching for Houston at that time, Joe was pitching for Houston, Phil was pitching for us. Their parents were sitting in the box seats right behind home plate. I saw them more during that game than Phil and Joe saw in the rest of the weekend. Chasing Phil's knuckler.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
More clouds today. There is a chance for a shower, but it's not going to be much. It'd be to the north, a high of 81. Tonight, clear and cool, a low of 52. The forecast sponsored by Dave Drag Campaigning, where your comfort is their family's tradition. I don't know what would be worse. Would it be worse being stuck at someone else's house when you thought you'd only be there for a couple of days and you can't leave? Or would it be worse to have guests that never leave your house? Which one of those would be worse? Because both of those things are happening at the International Space Station right now, where the astronauts are stuck until next year, likely.
I think it would be worse to be the guests at somebody's house, because if I have guests, at least I'm in my own house with my stuff.
True. Yeah, but they're there also all the time. Like, they can't leave your house.
Put them in the basement.
Like, they're always in the kitchen. Always. They're always using your stuff. Like, where's my towel? Same people all the time doing the same stuff. Like, there's really no plan other than maybe... basically, what they're having issues with is Starliner isn't able to get this machine, this rocket that would be able to bring them back because of different helium leak issues or whatever. So these two astronauts that were supposed to, they're supposed to be there 8 days, have now been there for months, and it's going to be February, likely, before they get home. SpaceX is going to have to end up flying them home. So now we're sending up, like, clothes for them to wear. Like, here's a new pair of pants.
Yeah, extra food.
Extra food, and of course, there's also already space station inhabitants, all the astronauts that are currently living there. So that's what we're dealing with. That's interesting. It's 8:56. Michelle, thank you so much. Michelle is back tomorrow. Vince is back on Monday. If you missed any part of the program, lots to get to. You can just text the word Vince to the WDTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you the podcast. We podcast it all. Greg goes through all the good stuff, and you can find it all on the old podcast page. Political Power Hour, live from the State Fair, is next.